Alabama's just one of those teams. Last year we won on a last second when Jordan Jones took a charge. And I think the score was 59-58, or they would have won on a last second shot. And we ended up getting the call our way. They got a technical. We hit two free throws, and that was the ball game. They're one of those scrappy-type teams. They play extremely hard. They rebound the ball very well. I think they lead our conference in rebounding on the offensive end. And they're not the best shooting team in the league, but what they do, they make up for it on a lot of effort. They've got a freshman post player that's 6'5", that used to come to our basketball camp here, Ashley Knight, from the Austin area, and she's one of the leaders in the conference in block shots. And I think what they're going to do to us is they've got their 14-15 wins, and I think they realize unless they win the conference tournament, they're probably going to the WNIT. And that's probably why her schedule was softer early, because she's building her program and doing it the right way. I always enjoy playing Coach Curry because I helped her get started in the college game way back when she was a high school coach working my camps, and she became an assistant at Tulane with Candy Harvey, and then her and Candy came here to A&M to be the head coach, and that was the assistant. Also love her assistant coach, who's her husband, who's an Aggie grad, Kelly. And so they know everything that I like to run on offense, from our Big 12 days when she was the head coach at Texas Tech to now at Alabama. There's no secrets. We know what they want to do, and that's push the ball in transition, try to create an advantage with their kids who slash and go to the basket very well. Hannah Cook has the best three-point percentage in our whole conference at about 38%. So we've got to identify where she's at. And what we've got to do is stop their penetration with their guards. They like to get to the foul line. What we've got to do, whether we're in our matchup or man-to-man, is being able to guard people one-on-one.
So where's your team have to improve going down the stretch here, down the home stretch? What, you got such a tough schedule ahead. Where's a few areas your team needs to get better?
I think we've been playing very well. The thing is, a lot of times we cannot get separation from other teams where I can get a chance to play my bench. And every game is so tight that we've been able to play Curtis and Kyla as many minutes as they're playing. And when we're seeing zone as much as what we've seen the last two games, that's why Taylor Cooper has been playing, because she's a better passer out of the zone, plus she's a good shooter. But the most important thing is her passing skills to be able to break down a zone. And I expect against Alabama, we'll see both zone and man. I think when how we've got to get better is we could not afford any slip-ups. Like last night, I just saw Ole Miss go on the road and beat Florida at Florida. When you're the home team, you've got to find a way to take care of business. And then when you get a chance later on in the year to play those top 10 teams at our place, our confidence level would be sky high if we could beat the teams that are the same ability level that we have, particularly at home. There's not a whole lot of difference between 3 and 14 in our league as far as talent. I think the home court brings a big difference. And I think we're one of the top 5 teams in the league in attendance, and I think that really makes a difference. I've seen too many games in our league that there might be 300 to 800 people in the stands. And that's bad for women's basketball nationwide. And that's happening too much in our league right now, no matter what they announce as the attendance. And we've got to do a better job. But when the fans are in the stands, that's huge as far as getting our team. If we're coming from behind like we were doing the other night, when they get going, and that just gives everything the momentum to our team. And I like the fans that are coming. I just got to figure out how to get the new fans, how to get the new fans to come here for the first time and buy into women's basketball. But our fans are so loyal, our season ticket holders, and we're doing a good job with the Gary's Group tickets, bringing in different entities that want to support. We've got the ticket in town, so hopefully people will come out.
Breast Cancer Awareness Game, Coach, can you just talk again about the importance of this game for your program?
There's so many people that are affected with this. We've had players on our team in years past that have lost their parents because of breast cancer and or some other form of cancer. I don't think it's just breast cancer that we're doing. It's anything that starts with that awful letter, the C word. And I just think people realize we're getting closer and closer to finding cures for cancer. And to do that, they need to show support. Wear your pink, buy your pink T-shirt, but come out. The money goes to the KEL Foundation and also to the Pink Alliance here locally that we're able to support. The victims and the success stories that we've had, that people have overcome cancer. And I think that is huge when those proud ladies come out wearing their pink, that they're now cancer-free. And it's our platform in women's basketball, and we're the ones that first started it, to be able to showcase our talent to go along with their cause.
I think you're down to your last six regular season games. When you look at the last
six or seven,
here,
six.
Six.
What do you see? Because there's some pretty big names on the on the roster.
I think, again, this team has done a tremendous job of not looking ahead. There's not a player on our team that could tell you what's left on the schedule. I can tell you verbatim exactly what's left, what time we're playing, and the whole nine yards. We throw the wrench at Alabama, just like if we were playing Connecticut or South Carolina or Mississippi State. You go in totally prepared for Alabama, and this coaching staff has done a great job of scouting, preparing. We look at every film. There's no stone unturned. The only thing that you cannot count on is the unexpected. What if a team gets hot? Ole Miss in the last quarter yesterday shoots 8 for 9, 2 for 2 from the three, 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. How can you overcome that on the road? A team almost playing perfect basketball to win a ball game. Don't put yourself in that situation. Again, we're going to have to break the press. Whatever they're doing, Kyla has got to go in and demand the ball instead of us having to make the perfect pass to her. I mean, she is getting better and better at the post position and playing longer minutes, but we have to use her more often. We have to be more patient with our zone offense. Our man-to-man offense, she'll get the ball. But more and more teams are playing us zone, not because of anything but Kyla Hilsman, and that's why they're trying to put three people on her inside, or at least two people, and seeing if we can hit the outside shot.
You mentioned fans and getting fans in here. Have you noticed a larger body of core members here this year than maybe in years past?
Well, we worked that out, both the men and women, and in other sports as well, on how many they can obligate their core to. Like, we had 800 the other night. We have one ball game with South Carolina that will have the whole core. But they can only do that generally for a particular sport one time a year. Sometimes you'll have different battalions come in. Sometimes you'll have these people come back on their own because now they've come as a group. Now they'll come back as regular students and say, hey, I'm going to support them. And it doesn't hurt having Alyssa Mahalki as a former Corps commander because she has a lot of friends. And I think that's what we're doing, is getting a lot of those students back when they do not have to be here. They're coming back on their own. And thanks to Alyssa for that.